Hey friends, welcome to the Helping Friendly podcast. This is another quick hit episode. Today we're talking about the first night at the Mann Center for the Performing Arts in Philadelphia, PA. And we have with us, Brad is here with us, and we also have as our guest Diana Two Inns and RJ. We all know RJ. They were at the show, and they're going to tell us their thoughts. Real quick, I want to also point out that Diana did the write-up for last night's show that should be over on fish.net any minute now, probably by the time this is up. And that's pretty awesome. And also, those guys at fish.net, you know, they have that fancy new book, The Fish Companion, Volume 3 now, that's out. And it's pretty amazing looking, and I'm hoping mine will arrive any day. And you guys should all check it out if you haven't. We obviously rely on them for their set list information, and so it's pretty cool if you guys would help them out and buy the book. Yeah, they just you know, Mockingbird just made out like a ton of money, just another big load of money in the past week, and they've crossed like $1 million or something in donations, which is pretty amazing.
There's a lot of Trumpists.
Education. Yeah. Man. Okay, so I'm done talking, and RJ and Diana, you guys were at this show, so Diana, why don't you start as our guest and tell us what you thought?
Sure. Well, first of all, hi, everyone. I thought last night was pretty awesome. I have been listening to the rest of tour, and admittedly was a little less than impressed than what has come out of tour so far. I thought St. Paul was a really fun show. And I didn't think they really continued with that energy throughout Chicago and Deer Creek, but last night was really blew my expectations out of the water. From start to finish, it was there weren't really any lulls. There was a lot of different things that they brought, you know, bust outs, new songs, some funk, some jamming, some bluegrass, some covers. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. What about you, RJ?
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with any of that. I think, I guess I hadn't been to the venue before. It's sort of a, you know, famous venue in fish lore. Really cool place, like very, I don't know, very homey, but also pretty like, just, I don't know, it's easy to get around. It's easy to hang out right in front of the entrance. Nobody bothers you. I moved around a lot. I was in the balcony for the second set, and just all, you know, once you're in the pavilion, you can basically do whatever you want, which is a cool situation, in my opinion. So that was awesome in terms of the venue. But yeah, you know, as someone who sees like two or three fish shows a year, it's just, you just, the lights go down and it's just, it's always so much fun. They're so practiced. They're so, you know, they're so patient. They're so, they're just so good. I guess that's my main thing. The second set.
So, RJ, do you remember when Trey was like talking about the room? That was pretty cool too. You're talking about the venue.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool for him to recognize that they really like it and they're trying to play there more and every year.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I'm so glad they're doing two nights there. Mm-hmm. Diana, you were mentioning sort of the. I think you said there's a lot going on in the second set. It was kind of like a blur of jams in a good way for me. I kind of forgot. I think I talked to Brad after, and I was trying to remember what was the, like the longest jam, because they all kind of just like had these short moments of intensity. I think Jonathan, you said the same thing today on Twitter.
Something like that.
Pretty well, you know, well packaged, but brief explosions of jamming, and that's pretty cool. And of course, with the "You Enjoy Myself" closer, I was on the balcony, and the balcony was definitely moving, which was exciting and terrifying.
Nice, Diana. Where were you located throughout the show?
My friends and I go on the terrace at the Man. I'd been in the pavilion before a couple years ago, and it was so hot and so sweaty. You know, it's certainly cool to be up close, but the terrace is great. There's awesome sound. There's good sight lines, and they have like the occasional cool breezes and raindrops, which unfortunately did not get to their peak last night. I was really kind of hoping for the downpour because I was ready and sweating, but we only had kind of a drizzle. So from the terrace, it was good as well. And I mean, even folks who are on the lawn, that lawn is very small. And like RJ was saying, I just love that venue. The people, like the staff there is great. It's clean. It's easy to get around. I love the Man.
Yeah, it seems like the people that maybe who own it or work there or whatever really take it personally. That's like their thing. You know, they're just not like college students looking to catch some hours.
Oh, and, for sure. I completed the every year they send out a survey after the show and ask you, like, how was your time? What can we do better? You know, they really, it shows like they're not just trying to make a bunch of money. And I don't know if you picked one up, RJ, but they always give out baseball cards, they continued the tradition of this year. So that was fun.
Yeah, pretty cool. To your point about the sweatiness, I think I sent Brad and Jonathan a picture. I was up in the balcony for most of the second set, and I was absolutely drenched. Like,
it was a pretty gnarly picture.
Yeah, thanks. I made a special face for you guys. But yeah, it was hot as hell in there. So
yeah.
Nice. So speaking of hot too, what about that split open and melt, and then there was a timber? I mean, there you guys got some treats last night.
Yeah,
and bluegrass.
And some Nelly Kane, man, oh man, yeah.
Melt was fun. They haven't played it in a while. I think last summer was the last time. Mm. And yeah, Fuego got dark. Breath and Burning got really dark. Timber is always fun. There was a lot of fire in there.
Any comments or chatter about the new Things People Do song?
Oh,
not really. No. It was just like cool, you know. It was a little bit of like a breather, right after the Sleep Again breather. I think it was just, you know, it was fun first set. I don't know. That was my take, Diana.
It was fun. I thought actually it was that song Long Journey Home, you know, like lost all my money, but that's exactly what it sounds like if you go back and listen to it, which is funny. I listened to it again and it has some terrible, terrible lyrics. one of them being, wait, let me pull that up. The page says, I had to get away. I was losing my interest, not expanding my world. I was just scanning Pinterest. Pinterest. He talks about Pinterest.
That's a very real thing in the universe that people do need to get away from.
So good.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Trying to be relatable.
Listen to Pinterest and Pinterest rhyme.
The first set was like, it was so long. Like when they, so Split Open and Melt, obviously, I was like, okay, cool, set closer.
Yes.
And then they went into Okipa, and I told Alex Fish at the Man, who's standing next to me, I'm like, there's no alternative besides Susie, I think, unless they go into like Okipa Bowie, like from like the 90s. Like, it was crazy to hear that that late.
Melt should end it.
I thought that as well. But in regards to the rest of the tour, I thought Okipa was very well played. Trey's been pretty flubby all tour so far, and this one, you know, for a song that is easily flubbed, this one was played pretty impressively cleanly.
he's been like a little bit of on and off, I think, because we talked about the fluff head, but that was really well played, and then
that was clean,
and then the rift was not clean at all, and you know, so it's like maybe he's practicing a few old tunes and that's it.
There's a lot of songs for him to practice all at once.
They're plus really old.
Plus all the new songs about Pinterest, so
you gotta get those down.
Hopefully there'll be a couple more of those tonight.
So guys, we got, you know, before we leave everybody with a clip, do you have a takeaway from last night as you go into one more show at the Man?
I'm excited. I think that hopefully this wasn't like a one-off and that they finally like hit their stride for tour and that it'll just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, I actually do have a takeaway, but this is only because I was texting with another Fish fan yesterday about like this tour so far, and maybe I'm like the last person to realize this, but in like 2014, they had Fuego to kind of latch onto in terms of a new jam to help, you know, fuel that improvisational, whatever metaphor I'm trying to say. And then last year they had Blazon and No Men. And so I was thinking, like, this year so far, they haven't really used any new jam or new songs as jam vehicles. And if the clip that we play counts, The Breath and Burning, maybe that's, this can kind of kickstart that improvisational train, if that makes sense.
No, I think you're onto something.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think the overall arc of the tour is looking pretty good. So I think tonight and then going into SPAC, people have, you know, they should hopefully get some really nice stuff.
Giant Chalk Dust is coming tonight.
From your lips to Trey's ears?
Yep.
What are we going to play? We're going to play some of the Breath and Burning jam into as it leads to Timber?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, I hope everybody enjoys that.
Awesome, you guys. Well, have fun tonight. Be safe. Give lots of hugs. And
thank you. 100th show tonight.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's really exciting.
So hopefully it is Monster.
Yeah. Everyone should, like, give you... What are people supposed to give you things?
Like hugs or high fives would be fine.
Perfect.
Nice.
We can do that. Awesome.
Not talk while they're playing Hood. Any of those things.
Good idea.
That's important tip.
Well, thanks for having me, you guys. And let's keep it up.
Sounds good. So let's be back tomorrow, you guys. And I hope it's an awesome show we get to review.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Bye.
across the river before the bars come down. Track it on down that dusty road. Come on, Jim, let's start this load all in timber. Oh, timber, whoa, this timber's got a roll. All in timber, oh, timber, whoa, this timber's got a roll. No, Jerry was an Arkansas mule. Been everywhere and he ain't no fool.
Jumping and the cotton.